You know, I've often thought about what would you have me to talk about? And I thought, well, Noah and the flood. No, we done that just a while back. Would it be Abraham and Isaac on the mountain? Would that be him? That wasn't it either. Went on and on and on, down through the scriptures. Jonah, no way. No, that isn't it either. All week, every morning, I study from, six o'clock to about 8. A couple hours every morning. Nothing. Read, and it just seemed like all good. Jesus, it really was really good, but not nothing that really the Lord said, that's it. About what do you think would happen? Never did fail me. He never did, no. He says, He said, open your mouth and he'll fill it.
Yes.
That's what he told you when a bug flew in your mouth. Yeah. So, we're back to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the book of Matthew just about tells it all. He covers just about the whole from the beginning. Let's start reading the 12th chapter, the 9th verse. We'll read a few scriptures here.
Amen.
Maybe God can use us here this morning to bring forth with the message that's needed right here and now. And I'm sure it is, or he would not have led me here. 9th verse, 12th chapter. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into the pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on Sabbath days. And then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Father, again we ask you, Lord, to just take this feeble little soul, and you'd be, O God, as you would see fit. Bring forth the message, Lord, that we need here this morning. Touch us, each one of them, God, in the very way that we need. For it's in the name of Jesus that we ask you. Amen. The message probably this morning would be a message of faith. Would be a message of how that the peoples were trying to destroy Jesus Christ, trying to put him down, trying every way they could think of to keep the message of God quiet. They tried everything they could, and they did not succeed. Jesus, as he was there, he went into their synagogue. Went right in there, yes he did. He walked right in and took charge because he had the authority to do it. God gave him complete charge. Anything that Christ would have wanted to do, he could have. He could have destroyed all those that opposed him. That would be our way, wouldn't it? If someone, they went against the grain with us, well, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to pound him one, a good one.
Yes.
We're going to destroy him, get rid of him. I'm right away. No. As he went in that synagogue and he began to teach, he walked in and the first thing he saw was a man with a withered hand. Well, I don't know about you, but I can imagine that man. We've seen the, you've seen the commercial on the TV where the woman has the hand. Yeah,
what's her name?
Well, I can't tell you either. But arthritis had really come to her. And probably that's what happened to this man. His hand was all withered up until he couldn't use it. One hand. And as they put him in there, they brought him in there just for the simple purpose of seeing what Christ would do with him. Yes, it was a Sabbath. It was against the laws of the old written laws. It was against their laws that any healing could be done on the Sabbath. There were so many things that wasn't allowed to be done, as Cindy was teaching this morning in her Sunday school class, that was not allowed to. You couldn't walk so far, you couldn't do this, you couldn't cook, you couldn't eat, you couldn't do a lot of things. It was almost impossible to live on the Sabbath. I suppose all they done was just sit there and praise God. Well, things happened back then in those days too, just like they do today. We have emergencies, we have things that needs to be done, and if it's a Sabbath day, Jesus Christ said not to esteem one day above another. Okay. But what he was talking about was this man who committed with a withered hand and they wanted to trap him. Is exactly what they wanted him to heal this man on the Sabbath day so that they could condemn him for it. But he turned the tables on. He turned it around. And he said to them, he said, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? He said, what man of you here, if you had but one sheep, and if it falls into the pit on the Sabbath day, would you lift it out, or would you leave him in there? Well, common sense would say, well, certainly. They carried the hook, they reached down, they'd hook him a little bit, and now there he'd come. Illegal. Yep. Condemned. They could be condemned for that. For saving a lost sheep. And he said, how much more is a man worth than a sheep? Yeah. Yeah, we sometimes get things mixed up. And a lot of do-gooders would say, well, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. But listen, if it's good, if God approves it and it's good, do it. He told her with the hand, the man that had the withered hand, walked right up to him. And he said to him, what?
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch forth thine hand. Stretch forth thine hand. He could have spoke the word and the man's hand would have been healed. He wouldn't even have to got close to him. He could have done it from the outside. He could have done it from, he did. One time, way, way off from the man's hand. He healed the man way out of it. Yes, he did. He could have then, but he said, stretch forth thy hand for their purpose. Yeah, he turned it around. Well, now he's going to put it on them. Yes, he turned it around and he said, yes, you watch. He said, stretch forth thy hand. And the man did just that. As he stretched forth his hand, it was made whole. As just like the other one was. How long had he had that withered hand? I don't know. But I imagine that he had so many times showed up for healing and never got it. He probably had done like a lot of us when we have these things. We have difficulties with our body. We get old and they wear out. And the first thing we do is go to the pill pushers. Man, they got a pill. They got a pill. You grinning, man. They got a pill for everything. Yep. If you got a toe ache, they give you a pill. I don't know how that pill goes to go to that toe. But they'll give you a pill for just about anything that comes along. You'll get it. Yep. And I would imagine that this man that had the withered hand, he'd been to all of them. I imagine he'd been to the physicians and he'd tried everything. He'd tried the astrologers, he'd tried the magicians, he'd tried all of them.
Didn't work.
Finally, he came in contact with the man that had the power. Yes! He came in contact with the man who was God himself. And I can just imagine when he stretched forth that hand and whee! Things happened, you know? I can just imagine how he felt when that happened. What do you suppose he did? You know, we don't have any record there of what, where he went and what he done after that. But I can imagine that he just raised his arms and said, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for healing.
Yeah.
Great. You think? Well, what about those saw it? The accusers, those ones that was trying to trap him up? What do you reckon they did? Read a little further. Read a little further. Tells you there that they proceeded to seek ways to get rid of Jesus for doing good. Yes. You see, it wasn't the fact that the man was healed. It wasn't the fact that good things were done on the Sabbath. It wasn't the fact that the law was broken. That was not their aim. Their aim was to get rid of Jesus Christ and the power of God. To get rid of it. And how many people do we have today that are out there working, seeking ways, trying every trick in the book to try to get rid of Jesus Christ here on this earth? Yes. They're trying every trick in the book. They're going into using the laws of our own country against us to get rid of Jesus Christ. Yes. What were they doing when they reached forth to his hand? They were using the law to try to get rid of Jesus Christ just exactly the same as we are today. We see it at every turn. Every time you turn around, you see where someone someplace has stood up and opposed a writing on the wall or some praise to God. Someone's, they don't like it. Oh, it offends me. It offends me. Well, I've got news for them. They think that's an offense. You wait until Jesus Christ comes back to this earth to lift his church out. They will be offended. Yes. When he says, get thee behind me, Satan. Get out of here. I don't want you. Sheep. Yes. On the right hand, them goats. To the fire. Yeah. They think they're offended now. Wait, if you watch. Yeah. But the man. The man with the withered hand. He was being used. He was being used by that satanic force. But he was also being used by the Almighty God. He was torn between two. Just like we are today. We get into some of the predicaments and we get torn between this and that and we don't know what to do. But when we get into that position, the only thing we have to do is just look up to Jesus and say, Lord, lead me. Show me. I can't do it on my own. Just like this young couple that's just starting out in life. You can't make it on your own. You can't do it alone. But praise be unto God, if you put Jesus Christ first, all things will fall into place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I can attest to that. 52 years. That we've lived together, fought every day, every year. It's not fun if you don't have a good, if you don't have a good fight and a good squabble, it ain't fun. You don't have that makeup time. Yeah. This man that had the withered hand, He had to do something. He made the decision. He could have said, hey, it's against the law. You can't do it. He could have turned and walked away. But he didn't. He had faith to believe because the power of God was there. He could see it. He knew it was there. And when he said, stretch forth thy hand, he had now. He did not hold back one bit. He pushed her out there. He had to do something. He had to make a move. He had to make a step. Yes. When Christ asks us to do something, he doesn't lay out a big plan and spell it out to us exactly. Well, you're going to, first of all, you're going to get your car, you're going to be down the road to your ways, you're going to meet a man, you're going to do this, then you're going to take him, and you're going to there, here, there, and around, and the end result of it is that it's going to be great. He tells you, take one step. One step. You take the first step. We have to. Every time, you know, I can remember back, oh, some years back, sitting in a little church out there on Chubb Run, in the pew back a ways, and the man was up there just preaching away, you know, and he was picking on me. He was picking on me. Because everything he said, it was coming right at me. Yeah, it was coming right down right at me. And you know, first thing you know, they give an invitation. Well, I knew right then, it was either, boy, you're either going to give up and go, or you're going to die. You're going to die. If you leave out of here without Jesus Christ, you're headed for hell. You know, I had to make a step. That first step from that pew was the hardest step that I ever made. That first step forward. But boy, the second one was easy, and it got easier and easier until I fell on my knees and prayed unto God to save my soul. And he did just that. I don't know about you folks, how it happened to you, but it just felt like a fire from the top of my head all the way to the tip of my toes. Yes, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, friend, you know. You know when the power of God comes upon you. And I'm sad to say that since that time, I haven't felt that same exact feeling enough. Once in a while. Once in a long, long while. Yes, that power will come back and just gives you a brand new start again. Yes, just like the man with the withered hand. I had to make that step. He had to stretch forth that hand. He could have said no. No, I've had it too long. There's no hope for it. It's gone. You can see that there's nothing left. God made it, and he made it new. When he stretched forth his hand, he took that first step. If you haven't taken that first step for Jesus Christ, and if you haven't felt that power of the Holy Spirit come through your life, if you haven't felt all these things that I've just mentioned to you that happened to me, I'm not special to anything at all. It is exactly the same to each and every one who will say, Lord, I can't make it. I need you. Yes. All we have to do is take that first step and think of it. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the power of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Lord, that is free to move amongst us. Lord, who can fix our heart. Lord, that makes us. Make us aware, Father, of your presence. And Lord, how much we need you. We just ask God that you'll touch the hearts of each one of us. Lord, and renew us. Make us, oh God, brand new in the Spirit. that we can move together in one accord.
Lord, just to
see your work of salvation done here upon this earth. There's so many lost. We ask, Father, that you'll take, use us. For it's in the name of Jesus.